Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parshas Vayigash, that's Perek Mem Hei, Pasuk Ches. And Yosef just revealed himself to his brothers, and he tells them, V'ata, and now, Le'atem Shlachtem Vayisiyehina, you're not the ones that sent me here, Ki Elokim, it was Hashem, Vayisimeni L'av L'Parei, and he placed me as a father to Parei, U'la'adin L'chol Beisai, and a master over his whole house, U'mashe B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, and a ruler over the land of Mitzrayim. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, L'av as a father, that really means L'chaver as a friend, U'la'patrein, and as a compatriot, meaning he's like on level with Parei. And go up to my father. And tell him, so says your son Yosef. So Hashem placed me as a master over the land of Mitzrayim. Descend to me, do not delay. Let's just say Rashi over here. Go up to my father. Why did he say go up to my father? Eretz Yisrael is the highest of all lands. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud. And you will dwell in the land of Goshen. And you're going to be close to me. And your children, and your grandchildren, and your sheep and your cattle and everything that you have. And I will provide you and I will support you over there. Because there's another 5 years of hunger. Lest you and your household and everything you have become poor. And behold, your eyes see. And the eyes of my brother Binyamin. That it is my mouth which is speaking to you. Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Beis. All my honor. That I'm your brother. That I have bris milah just like you. And furthermore, I'm speaking to you in Lashon HaKodesh. He equated all them together. Loimar, meaning to say, just like I have no hatred towards my brother Binyamin, he didn't sell me, I have no hatred towards you. You should tell my father of all my honor in Mitzrayim, and everything that you've seen, you shall hurry and bring my father down here. And he fell on the neck of his brother Binyamin, and he cried, and Binyamin cried on his neck. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yodalid. Now it says the word Savre, implying that he cried on his necks, as if Binyamin has two necks. What does that mean? Ashnei Mikdashes, he cried about the two Batei Mikdash, Shasidim Lias Bechalke Shal Binyamin, that are going to end up being in the portion of Binyamin, V'sefen Licharev, and they're going to eventually be destroyed. Binyamin Bachal Tzavarov, and Binyamin cried on his neck, so there's one crying, there's one neck. Al Mishkan Shilai, this is regarding the Mishkan that was in Shilai, Shas Lias Bechalke Shal Yosef, it's going to be in the portion of Yosef, V'sefen Licharev, and it's going to end up being destroyed. Back to Chomish Pasuk Tez Vav. And he kissed his brothers and he cried over them. And afterwards, his brothers spoke with him. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tezvav. And afterwards, after they saw that he was crying, that his heart was whole with them, his brothers spoke with him. At first, they were embarrassed of him. And the news was heard in the household of Pari saying, Bo Acha Yosef, the brothers of Yosef came. And it was good in the eyes of Pari and in the eyes of his servants. Yosef, Pari said to Yosef, say to your brothers the following, this is what you should do, load up your animals and go to the land of Canaan, and take your father and all your households and come to me, and I'm going to give you all the good of the land of Mitzrayim, and you're going to eat the choicest of the land. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod Ches, says the good of the land of Mitzrayim, Eretz Goshen, this is the land of Goshen. Pari had a little bit of a nevuah here and he didn't even realize what his nevuah was. He told them, I'm going to give you the good of the land of Mitzrayim. Eventually they're going to make it like deep water that doesn't have any fish. When they left Mitzrayim at the end of the slavery, at the end of the Sheba in Mitzrayim, they cleared out all of Mitzrayim from all of its good and gold and silver and money. That's what Pharaoh was hinting to when he said, I'm going to give you all the good of land in Mitzrayim. He said, I'm going to give you chelev ha'aretz, kol chelev. Anytime it says the word chelev, l'shoyn meitavhu, this is an expression of the choicest, the best. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yotes, v'ata tzuvesa, and you are commanded to say the following to them, zoysasu, this is what you should do, kechulecha me'eretz Mitzrayim ha'galis, you should take wagons from the land of Mitzrayim, for your children and your wives, and you shall carry your father, put him on the wagons, and you shall come. And your eyes, they shouldn't be worried about all your vessels, because all the good of land in Mitzrayim, it's really yours. And the sons of Israel did this. And Yosef gave them wagons based off of what Pharaoh said. He also gave them provisions for the way. Let's see Rashi over here, Apostle Chaf Aleph. And Lekulam, Nasan Le'ish Chalifash Smalas, to each one of them, he gave each man a change of clothing. To Binyamin, he gave him 300 pieces of silver, and 5 changes of clothing. Ula Aviv, and to his father, Shalach Kazais, he sent the following, Asar Chamayrim, 10 donkeys, Noisim Mitov Mitzrayim, carrying all the good of Mitzrayim, Vesar Asinus, and 10 she donkeys, Noisim Bar Vilechem, Umazin, La Aviv Ladarech, carrying grain and bread and food for his father for the way. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuch of Gimel, Shalach Kazais, Kacheshben Azeh, like the following, Umao Cheshben, what was that Cheshben, what was that count, Asar Chamayrim, so on and so forth. Mitov Mitzrayim, Matsin Bagmar, we find the Gemara Shalach LaYayin Yashan. He sent him old wine. Shadas Zakenim Noichemenu. That old people, that elderly people like this wine. Umayr Shagadas Grishim Shelpoil. He sent him split beans. Umazain. What does that mean? Other food. Lifton. This is food which is an accompaniment for bread. Back to Chomish Pasuk of Dalid. Vayshalachas Echo Vayalechu. He sent his brothers and they went. Vayomer Aleim. And he said to them, Al Tirgizu Badarach. Do not get caught up along the way. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk of Dalid. What does it mean? Al Tirgizu Badarach. Atis Ask B'Dvar Halacha. You shouldn't get involved in a halachic matter. Shalay Tirgaz Aleichem Badarach. So you shouldn't get all confused and for bludgeoned and lost along the way. Davarach, another understanding is he told them, Al Tafsiu P'siyagasa, don't take large steps, V'tikazu B'cham L'ir, and make sure that when you come into the city, you bring the sun with you, meaning make sure that you got into the city while it's still light outside. L'fi P'shuta Shal Mikra Yeshlemer, the simple understanding we could say, L'fi Shayu Nichlamim, since they're all embarrassed, Hayodayik Shemi Yerivu Badarach Al-Dvar Mechirasai, he was afraid that they were going to end up fighting about the fact that they sold him. L'sva Kech Zayim Zeh, to argue with each other, V'loimer, and to say, Al Yadcha Nimkar, because of you he was sold. Atasi Part Lashon Hara, of you spoke Lashon Hara about him, V'gram Talon Alisin Oisai, and you caused us to hate him. So he said, don't fight about it, everything's okay. Back to Chomish Pasuk of Hey, Vayalu Mitzrayim, they went up from Mitzrayim, Vayavayu Eretz Canaan, they came to land of Canaan, Al Yaakov Avim to Yaakov their father. Vayagilu Lemar, and they told him, saying, Oy Yosef Chai, Yosef's still alive. Michi Umashal Bechal Eretz Mitzrayim, and he's a ruler over the land of Mitzrayim. Vayafag Libai, his heart turned, Kiloy Hamin Lehem, because he didn't believe them. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Vav, Vichi Umashal, Vasher Umashal, and that he is a leader. Vayafag Libai, Nechlaf Libai, his heart changed over, it turned, Vahalach Melahamin, and it went from believing. Loy Hay Libai Pani Al Advarim, his heart wasn't open to these words. Lashon Mefigin Tamin, Lashon Mishnu, Kumay Me'ina Fugas, Rech Loy Namar. Vatchomish Pasuk of Zayin, Vaydabru Elov, they spoke to him, his called Rey Yosef, Asher Dibar Aleim, all the words of Yosef that he had spoken to them. Vayaras HaGalis, Asherlach Yosef, Lashish Oisai, he saw the wagons that Yosef sent him to carry him, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Aviyam, and the spirit of Yaakov, their father, was revived. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk of Zayin, Ace called Dibar Yosef, all the words of Yosef. Simin Masr Lahem, Yosef had given them a simin. B'meh Hayo Oisai Kishapar Shemenu, what were they talking about? What were they learning when Yosef left his father 22 years prior? The Parshas Egla Rufa, they're in the middle of learning the Parsha of Egla Rufa. V'zeu Shenemar, and that's what it says in the Pasuk, V'yaris ha'galis ha'sher shalach Yosef, he saw the wagons that Yosef sent. V'loi nemar sher shalach Pari, it doesn't say that which Pari sent, it says that Yosef sent. They were learning Egla Rufa, he sent him a'galis, and that way he knew that it was actually Yosef. V'techi ruach Yaakov, sharsa olav shechin, and the shechin rested on him, sheparsha imenu, because it had left him when Yosef left. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fourth aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.